In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Amen. It is more blessed to give than to receive is one of those phrases which forms a backdrop to my childhood. One of those things that I know my mother used to say to me quite often, and especially, I imagine, when someone had not brought me what I had wanted for Christmas or a birthday, when I knew or thought that I did, that I had bought them exactly what they had wanted. As I say this, I hear myself and realise I was perhaps not an awfully nice child. Maybe it is just me, but I can remember those moments of anticipation when I was pretty sure that the shape of the package meant that it was that special pencil case inside that I exactly wanted, only to be crushed when, having carefully unwrapped all of the pieces of paper, I finally saw that it was a green one instead of the red one I had so much wanted, or something of that sort. It was then that my mother, wanting to be kind, would say things like, "It's the thought that counts," and, "It is more blessed to give than to receive, you know, Wendy." My little heart, though, would be no happier for hearing that, I am sad to say. As I have grown older, though, I have come to realise that this one small part of one verse in the last bit of the reading from the Acts of the Apostles that we have just heard is very important. Part of my work is to be one of the stewardship advisors for the diocese and to go round to our churches to help the individuals within them to think about their giving to the work of the church, both of their finances and of their time, and also to help them to think about what they give to other charitable causes too. It is especially helpful to look at what Paul says, remembering Jesus' words, in this context, as he wants those who are listening to him to realise that he has always fended for himself and had never relied upon them for the things that he needed to live. It is these principles of generosity and looking to be self-supporting whilst making sure to support the poor that are so important in the Parish Support Fund scheme, which the diocese uses to encourage our parishes to give with generosity to the work here in Southwark. But the principle of generosity has many outworkings, and generosity is a principle which we each need to hold dear in these difficult times in our lives as a city and as a nation. I had very much hoped and prayed that there would not be another Sunday, at least not very soon, when I and others in pulpits across the country and across this city would stand knowing that there had been more tragic events in our city and in our world. Once again, we are faced with natural disasters and the disasters caused by humanity, and somehow one hopes that that will be the end of it. Yet we know that that is incredibly unlikely. And as we look back on Friday's events and give thanks for the fact that the bomb at Parsons Green failed to kill anybody, and as we pray for those injured, it is important that we are generous of spirit to those around us. On Friday evening, I listened to members of some of the other faith communities living in and around London and heard their stories of those from across the country as they spoke of their concerns that their communities and individuals within them would be targeted as a result of the terrorist attack which was soon claimed by ISIS or Daesh. They were scared that they will be blamed for what was not done in their name. And that's where generosity comes in. It is easy to be scared of those things and people we don't know very well, and to blame others for things that go on around us. That's why the phrase with the hashtag "We Stand Together" is so important. In his book, The Beauty and the Horror, Richard Harries, the former Bishop of Oxford and now an assistant bishop in this diocese, tells the story of a mother who is understandably horrified to learn of the killing of 5 Amish girls and the injuring of 5 others. Matters only become worse for her when she learns that it was her son who killed them before turning the gun on himself. Harries tells of how the Amish community came to offer their condolences at her son's funeral and how they protected her from the press. He speaks of how she is now even involved in caring for one of the girls who has permanent brain injury. Such acts of forgiveness and generosity are the things that will help to heal our fractured world and that we must practice. Whether the disaster is natural, as in the hurricanes that have swept through the Caribbean and Florida, or caused by human action, we will be at our best as communities and individuals if we respond with generosity of spirit and, where applicable, with generosity of giving to help to rebuild. That is what we are called to do. To be generous in who we are and how we react, no matter what we are faced with. Here at Southwark Cathedral, we've been building on our good relationships with the local mosque as a result of the London Bridge terrorist attack, and we want to see good relations flourish in our local area and more widely. So as we leave here today, let us take with us that short but important phrase: it is more blessed to give than to receive, and see how we can begin to live this out in all areas of our lives. Amen.